There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here we go. Welcome. It's our number one, a original recipe podcast here. Hour one, the play-in tournament, the Heat and the 76ers, and the Atlanta Hawks, Chicago Bulls. Those are the two matchups there. True or false, Jimmy Butler and the Heat deserve to be vilified for losing to the Sixers. Butler, he was injured in the game. Also, Bulls and Hawks, did Trae Young just play his final game for Atlanta? They were the losers. Also, elsewhere in the NBA, the Warriors seat captain, Klay Thompson, says he hasn't given much thought to his NBA future. Do you believe him? We'll talk about that as well. And a whole lot more. Here it is, our number one. The Sixer Fixer, if you will, welcome in the beginning of another night of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, waddling as we give you groovy goodness coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and unrelentingly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the river, the atmospheric river of hot sports takes. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. We will. We're going to help you get there. Absolutely. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers, almost as many as comments sent out by Justin in Cincinnati. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And we're back again. Blah, 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 blah. Now, our lead this hour, coming from the Losers series, the NBA artificially creating a tournament to get into the tournament when they already have a tournament to get into the tournament. They have a second tournament to get into the tournament. It's very convenient. So they have an 82-game tournament to get into the tournament, but that's not enough, so they added another tournament to get into the tournament. Who goofed? I've got to know. So the Heat and Sixers were on the undercard, but they were the main event from Philadelphia. That was the game that had a little razzmatazz to it, the winner getting the number 7 seed. Now, we're going to assume the position that you did not watch. Maybe you did, but we are watching these games as a public service for you, the consumer. So you don't have to worry about watching these NBA games. So Joel Embiid did not play particularly well, but he's the headliner. So the fact that he had 23 points and 15 rebounds on an off night, he did have a big assist to Kelly Oubre Jr. on a go-ahead three-pointer that helped the Sixers to a win, a one-point win over the Heat in the Eastern Conference play-in game. Nicholas Batum, a former Clipper, doing what Clippers do this time of the year. He had a game-shifting three-pointer. He had 3 points at halftime, and he looked like Klay Thompson used to play in the playoffs in the second half. There is several big shots for Batum, who was part of the James Harden trade. But the better story is where? That's right. You are a good student. The better story is in the losing locker room. So Miami's Jimmy Buckets, and full disclosure, we are big fans of Jimmy Buckets and the approach, the grinded out approach, the kitchen sink approach, where he just throws everything out there every game. So we like the guy. He's getting absolutely cooked, speaking of the kitchen, for being the star for Miami and blowing a 14-point lead. Of course, he also suffered an injury. That never happens. NBA players never get hurt. It's so rare to have an NBA game where a player gets hurt. It just almost never happens. So it's shocking when someone gets hurt. It's like, you know, they say in the news business, dog bites man, not a story. Man bites dog, that's a story. NBA player gets hurt, that's a big story. So anyway, let us discuss. True or false, Jimmy Butler and the Heat deserve to be vilified for losing to the Sixers. So this much I know, it is true. I know that. I'm nodding my head. Yes, it is true. I've got the Commodores, Sotheby's, and Sleeve Tattoo. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to create a talking parrot. Someday, I will be replaced by a talking parrot that will be AI-generated. I'm convinced of that. All right, so to answer the question again, it's true. Jimmy Butler and the Heat do deserve to be crucified and vilified and all that. That's how this works. If you haven't figured that out, I don't know what I can do for you. Okay, I can't help you. Miami had a power outage. Jimmy Butler and Tyler Hero combined for 44 points. It sounds pretty good, right? Sounds pretty good. Somewhat impressive. If you didn't watch the game, which you probably didn't, the dynamic duo was shooting blanks. The soundtrack of this performance was 1970s disco, the Commodores. Brick House. They shot a combined 31%. 31%, 14 to 45. And as we like to say on this show, sucking at a time you cannot suck. Butler was playing on emotion. What word you want to use here? Adrenaline, I guess, is the word many will use. But he was a decoy down the stretch. He got hurt early in the game. He was a decoy down the stretch. We are told that he is likely out for the rest of the play-in, which is one more game here. He's out indefinitely with an MCL injury pending further medical tests. That puts the Heat behind the proverbial eight ball when they go back to South Beach, with the Bulls coming in for a play-in game to be the eighth seed. More on that in a minute. Either way, to get back to the premise of this, it was a famous line by Bill Parcells, who won a lot in his day, and he said, no matter how much you win, no matter how many games, no matter how many championships, you're not winning now, so you stink. And that's the way that sports works. Now, I did say we would take the express train. We are taking the express train to Sweet Home Chicago, where the deep dish pizza is great and the basketball's not so much. Kobe White. Not Kobe Bryant. Kobe White. A virtuoso performance. Have a night. Doesn't even count. It doesn't count as a playoff game. It doesn't count as a regular season game. Stuck in the middle. But Kobe White painting a masterpiece here. He had 42 points, led the Bulls to a barbecue of the Hawks. You know, I don't think that's allowed. I think they're endangered, the Hawks. You're not allowed to barbecue them. But they did. They win going away. They had a big lead early. Blew the lead, Chicago, and then ended up fattening up the lead late in the game. So Chicago will now play the aforementioned Heat. I was going to keep this plain and simple here. For the right to be disemboweled by the number one Celtics in the first round. Now, the spicy meatball on this one is not on the Chicago side. I try to accommodate Euphemia and all that, but the story here, the spicy meatball's on the 404. What a great area code that is. It's an error code on the internet, but it's the area code in Atlanta. So did Trae Young just play his final game for the Hawks? So the scales are certainly leaning significantly that way, right? Not that way, they're leaning this way, over here. And I'll tell you why. Atlanta has gone stale. They were lucky dogs a couple years ago. They had a run to the Eastern Finals, a couple of wins away from the finals. But they have done the moonwalk, and they have regressed since 2021. And you look at professional sports, the industrial complex of professional sports, and if you're just stuck treading water, you're going to make a big move. It happens all the time. That's the normal paint-by-numbers approach to sports. And these things, many say, running their course here. As a distant relative of Nostradamus and friend of Nostradinus, he lives in Seattle, we believe the Hawks have already reached out to Sotheby's, the fine auction house, and Trae Young will be put up for auction with those contemporary paintings, the jewelry, the other collectibles at Sotheby's. And it just depends. Will the Lakers, the Heat, the Bulls, the Mavs, the Clippers, somebody like that, meet the buy now price tag? Stay tuned. Developing hot, .. All right, last word here. We now hop on the choo-choo train. We go out to the Bay Area. They are still conducting an autopsy on the Warriors here. The body is not cold yet. Warriors have been eliminated. We have heard in the last 24 hours that Chris Paul says he will not retire. I know you're very concerned about that. He will continue to collect a lot of money for very little performance, but likely will not be back with Golden State. Andrew Wiggins, his name has been floated out, and he was not exactly tearing up the dance floor there for the Warriors. He will likely be entering the transfer portal. Meanwhile, the Komodo dragon of the room here, the Warriors sea captain, it's like the Titanic, Klay Thompson, 0-for-10 Klay. He says that he has not given much thought to his NBA future. Do you believe him? Do you believe Klay Thompson? So the answer, I'm going to combine a couple of letters here, N plus O. No, I don't believe. Now, he played his final game like a guy with a lot of anxiety, like a guy that was going through all the great memories of his salad days with the Warriors. That's what he looked like. He looked like a guy that was wearing it on his sleeve tattoo, right? The basketball scribes are already trying to get him on to his next team. They're floating out scenarios where Klay Thompson goes to Dallas or Orlando, and that those are safe spaces for the fallen Splash Brother. But I will guarantee you there is not going to be a bidding war. I think that's easy to say. Klay is an acquired taste at this point. It appears in many performances he is made out of clay, and not the good kind. Not the good kind. He's no longer a force multiplier. I would put him in the ham and egger category these days. He does have an impressive Wikipedia page if you're into that kind of thing, so that's a positive. That's a good thing. So, read about the glory days. Yeah. Anyway, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to comment on any of the things that we have just discussed, abracadabra, hocus pocus, the phone lines open up. A chance to talk to the great unwashed. And you can be famous, audio famous, on hundreds of radio stations, streaming on big, powerful streaming apps. and all of that available to you if you want to be part. But we do not give out the number. Not that it has really helped the phone calls at all. It hasn't. But occasionally we give out the number for a bit that we're doing, a game show, or if we have a newbie night. And we plan on doing a newbie night next week. We have not done one in a few weeks, so we're planning on doing a newbie night next week. But you don't have to wait for that. We had a guy call up from Shreveport, Louisiana yesterday. He's a newbie. And I got called up. He was all excited about the Pelicans and drinking the good drink there. And he called up. He figured out the number. But if you don't want to futz around with that, we are available on X at Ben Maller. That is at Ben Maller if you would like to be part of the program that way. And we might read your comments on there. Follow me on there. Just makes me feel good. I get a little clout. I like that. So just help me out a little bit there. Follow me. So you're moonlighting in hoops, but your main job is as a shoe salesperson. Your main job is as a shoe salesperson. And it's bad enough to be ripped by random people, random men, women, and children. But what about AI attacking you? What do you do when AI attacks? We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
great silent majority of listeners to the Ben Maller Show sit on the sidelines, never having their opinions heard. You're invited to break the glass ceiling by taking up gigabytes with the Ben Maller Show. Just follow your host on X. He's at Ben Maller. And you can post that and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason, your news guy, your announcer guy. I'm at Eddie on Fox. And if you're really good and you stick around for the entire show and the final hour, I will treat you to an amazing NHL report called Puck the World. It's worth listening the entire 4 hours.
Now, and I wouldn't say amazing, Eddie. You can be sued because you said amazing. What if people don't believe it's amazing, Eddie? What if they think it's just average?
Oh, they will. If they listen, they will.
You sure about
that?
But
you got to listen for the whole 4 hours.
All right. If you do not think it's amazing, contact your attorney and sue Eddie Garcia.
And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Call one of those shady billboard attorneys. That's what you should call one of those guys.
Good luck finding one of those.
They make a lot. Yeah, it's very hard to find a billboard attorney when you need one, you know? Difficult. Even they do it even in Braille, you know that? There's some billboards in Braille for the blind guys, so they can call in, too. Yeah. Anyway, we began here with a pro bouncy ball Maller monologue. Jason in Kansas City was listening. He says 10 out of 10 on the Maller monologue, man. I'm so sick of the underachieving Hawks. They play absolutely no defense. Send Ice Trae Young to the Lakers. Get back Cam Reddish and a host of other goodies from the Lakers. That's Jason in KC. I could see Trae Young ending up on the Lakers. Who else we have? Can't close the deal. Neil says, Hollering James played Maller's Mountain of Money the other night, and it was extremely funny. So the callers have not been that bad lately. So you're using one example, Neil. Can't close the deal, Neil. But what about the other calls? What about those guys? Yeah. And Neil also says, the only thing Justin in Cincinnati has is to tweet the show. He says, the guy has no life and no job. We need to get him out, he says. Get him out of his parents' basement and get a life. And well, that's kind of mean. What if we're paying him? What if Justin's on our payroll? What if he's actually an undercover agent for the show? What if that's the it means conceivable? There is a dimension where that is true. Art Puffin writes in. He says, Big Ben, 5,000 points where the points don't matter. And a piece of cake I call groovy goodness on the Maller monologue. By the way, after a bad loss by the Doyers, he says, if tonight's callers are passionate to the point of ignorance, as Vasse's last three callers were, should be good. I did not hear my friend David Vasse on his Dodger post game. The Dodgers played a day game. They lost a series to the Nationals. Fire Dave Roberts. They lost a series to the Nationals. Got shut out. Matt, the Warrior Raider fan, who used to be an A's fan, and all of his teams have relocated since he started listening to the show, he says, your monologue helped me remember that you're a huge fan of fun facts. So here's a fun fact. Klay Thompson lost to the Clippers in a playoff series with Steph Curry and Draymond Green. That is a fun fact, Matt. That kind of cheers me up. I remember that. Yeah, Mark Jackson was the coach. The mighty Golden State Warriors lost a 7-game playoff series to the Lob City Clippers. So how good really were Golden State in that era? Because everyone said how bad the Clippers were. They lost a playoff series to who? That's right, the Clippers with Chris Paul and all those guys. Yeah, I forgot about that. That's a thank you for that. I'm a fan of fun facts. Huge fan. So that's a great fun. Thank you, Matt. I appreciate that so much. Raz Acoustic, formerly known as Raz Quit the Band, he says, long time no listen. I've missed you guys. We missed you, Raz. Now, we have a new actor on the show, on the radio drama. Lorena. I call her a different name. Lorena. And Raz, you sent all those groovy songs back in the day. So if you want to get your songs played now, you got to update the tunes because Lorraine. Are you playing any of the Maller music, Lorraine? Because there are a bunch of songs in there. But
I thought about it the other day, Ben.
You did?
I did. Okay. I thought about it, but I didn't actually do it.
You didn't do it. Yeah, so we should do like one a night. I think one a night is enough. And some nights, because eventually what we do here, the company mandates in December, only Christmas music. So yes. What we have done is we've built an archive of phones ringing. We've built an archive of music, Christmas music, Mahler-themed Christmas music.
That your listeners made?
Yes, yes. So
like
we need,
parody Christmas songs?
100%. Yeah, we have a whole album that we've gotten over the years. And now you're not going to be mentioned in any of them, but we'll get your name in some of them. But a guy like Raz, he's a very talented musician in Minnesota. And he sent in a bunch of stuff. We've got our buddy in Flint, Michigan, who sent a few in. Obviously, Ohio, Al, and our buddy in Richmond. So there's a few of the guys that are sending in music. Jason, the Diamond Man, writes in, says, Blake Griffin retired. He made the Clippers the people's champion with CP3 and DeAndre. Gets a 32 on that pro bouncy ball. Malamala. Yeah, I look at Blake Griffin kind of like a Mike Piazza. Like Mike Piazza was a big star, if you remember who that is. We talked about this actually on my podcast this past week, and somebody emailed me on the Fifth Hour podcast and asked me about Mike Piazza. Will he ever make up with the Dodgers? He was the biggest star in L.A. in the 90s. They traded him to the Marlins, and Piazza, essentially the Dodgers are dead to him. He considers himself a Met, not a Dodger, even though he was amazing. He was more popular as a Dodger than he was as a Met. But he just wants nothing to do with the Dodgers. And I got to think Blake Griffin's going to be like that because, to be fair, I would feel the same way. I mean, the Clippers gave him a big contract. They talked about putting a statue and retiring his number when they move into this new arena. And he's going to be a Clipper for life and all that. And then they, like, less than a year later, I think they traded him. So that's kind of dirty. I'll admit, that's a little dirty. You know, you can't be talking like that and then you don't actually follow through. That's not so good. Not so good, I believe. So how about this one? Video from the bowels of the arena there in Chicago that's got a corporate name on it. A hobbled Jimmy Butler leaving the gymnasium there. And a noticeable limp as he walked away, and many predicting that that's it. He's cooked. He's done. He's out. Sayonara. See you later. And he is not going to play. That is it. The Heat lost. They have one more chance. Got to beat the Bulls. But the report from Shams Charania, or as Charles Barkley called him, Shams, and I've called him that too. Butler, suppose he has an MCL injury. Certainly looked like something was wrong. It's hard to know for sure because these guys are really good thespians in the NBA. They're really good actors, and so you don't know for sure. Speaking of hobbling, if you did watch the Chicago Bulls and the Atlanta Hawks game, you saw what? You saw amazing. By the way, I think I said Jimmy Butler left the arena in Chicago. It was Philadelphia. In Chicago, the Bulls, friendly fire. We had a player go down with friendly fire, which is always entertaining. And this is Alex Caruso, a little guy. He's a glue guy, energy guy, which means he's not that good at basketball. But Alex Caruso, this is classic Three Stooges vaudevillian type performance here. So let me kind of set this up for you. Hawks, Bulls, second quarter, early second quarter. The Hawks get the rebound. They're going back on offense. So the Bulls are going back on defense. And right at the mid-court stripe where that Chicago Bulls logo is painted there, Alex Caruso is going back. He's looking at the ball. He's backing up. He's backpedaling. And Andre Drummond, a very large human being. There's a lot of things going on there with Andre Drummond. And he comes running down while facing Alex Caruso and somehow collides with Alex Caruso. Down goes Caruso! Drummond had stepped on his foot. And, he's probably going to have that amputated. So that'll be a big-time injury for him. So good luck. Good luck.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge.
or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now, I'm sure there'll be a Maller monologue on this.
Oh, okay.
All right. But
what's that?
News out of the NBA.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You want to bet on it? You want to bet there'll be a Maller monologue on this, Eddie?
Yeah, I will. A lifetime ban out of the NBA.
Banished.
You gone. Jonte Porter of the Toronto Raptors. Man. Banned for life for violating the league's gambling rules. Investigation revealed that he had disclosed confidential information to bettors. That
he did everything wrong, Eddie. Everything you're not supposed to do, he did. He checked every box.
Yeah, limited his participation in at least one game while he was with the Raptors.
He bet against the Raptors. That's
and
a good one.
Bet on NBA games while playing in the G League. At least that's what the information is. Probably, I'm sure he probably did it elsewhere as
he
well.
He bet
right?
against the Raptors.
If he bet on NBA games while in the G League, I'm sure he bet on NBA games while he was in the NBA.
His coach, the great Darko Rajkovic, said it's a complete crap is what he said.
Yeah. So, yeah. Jonte Porter. Bye-bye.
How awkward is that? His brother plays for the Denver Nuggets. Awkward is his brother? Now is he going to be allowed to attend an NBA game to watch? Like, how's that work? His brother is literally on the Nuggets right now. They're in the playoffs.
It's a good question.
The Lakers.
Good question.
Yeah, is he completely banned? What happened? Do they do, like, face recognition when he shows up to a...
He'll wear a disguise. He'll come in with a mustache.
No, do the Bobby Valentine with the fake glasses and the nose. But Michael Porter Jr., how's those Thanksgiving dinners going to be in the Christmas dinners and all that? When they get together for fireworks.
Will he be able to go play overseas, you think? Or will they honor this ban over there?
That is a great question. I would think that when the NBA bans you, you're banned from
I would think so, too. I would think so, too.
And it's not like he's that good anyway. You know,
no.
It's like we will cover that, and I look forward to that. And, yes, I do 8 million commercials for gambling. I realize that. I like gambling. But I also understand that there are certain, you know how they say like the thin blue line in the police and the red line in fire? In gambling, what's the line called? I don't know. The brown line?
Green line.
The green line? Yeah. Yeah, the green line, sure, yeah. It is the Ben Maller Show as we are rolling on. Let's get to the calls. We have not taken a call yet, which might mean the show's good, might mean it's bad. Let's go to Brooklyn, and we'll say hello to Mike in Brooklyn. Oh, he's gone. Mike could not hang on, so we will say hello to Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe. Let's say hello to Connor, who's in Northern California. Hello, Connor.
Hey, how you doing, Big Ben Maller?
Connor, if I was any better, Connor, I'd be a Splash Brother, but not Clay Thompson, because he went 0 for 10.
Yeah. I'm going to say I'm 50-50 with him going. I think one of the worst god-awful takes I've ever heard in my entire life coming from a Warriors fan is getting rid of Steph Curry and trying to get the most you can from trading him or something.
Is that what the talk is? People are recommending the trade of Steph Curry? Just blow the whole thing up. Just you know, in demo, they tear the house down to the studs and then they build it back up. You know, you can do that. Do you really want to go back to the dark ages of Warriors basketball? Like at least with Steph Curry, you'll be at the bottom of the West, but you'll be in the playoff contention. You know?
Yeah, you still have a solid lineup, even with like not a lot of stuff. Keep Draymond, keep Curry, keep Cogs and Curry stealing Colin Cowherd's take on this, but
if they are planning on sucking, I don't know how old the Donald Foyle is. He might be 50 now, but maybe they can track him down. Can they bring back Mike Montgomery as the coach? Is he available? No?
I have no idea.
Is that before your time?
It was a long time ago.
Let's put it this way. So when I, in the early days of Fox Sports Radio, we had Mike Montgomery is the coach. He used to coach at Stanford, but he was the coach of the Warriors, right, Connor? Huh? So we had him on. I was doing a show with Chris Myers, and we had Mike Montgomery on every week. And the Warriors were so bad in those days that we never asked him about the Warriors because we didn't really care about. We didn't care about Baron Davis or Speedy Claxton or any of those other cats that were playing at that time. We just asked him random questions about other things. Yeah.
Yeah. So how about we not bring Mike Montgomery back if the Warriors were so terrible when back there?
Yeah. They were bad forever.
Thank you very much, I think Mike Montgomery
is almost 80, so I don't know that you want to bring. I don't think he wants to work anymore. I think he's probably good with that. Yeah. All right, Connor. Thank you so much. Where he goes, only he knows. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show as we continue on further and further into the night. Time now for the Who Am I game, a blatant attempt to get you to listen a little bit longer. And here is the Who Am I game. So we just talked about this guy, and he is the star of the Who Am I game. Toronto's Jonte Porter has received the death sentence, lifetime ban from the NBA, for violating the league's gaming rules. He is the first NBA player to receive a permanent ban since me. Again, Toronto's Jonte Porter has been kicked out of the NBA. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you there. You're out, you're gone for violating the gaming rules. And he becomes the first NBA player to receive a permanent ban since me. Who am I? That is the question and the answer. We'll get to it, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The Ben Maller Show never fails to amaze with all kinds of freaks of nature. Show your support for the oddities of the overnight. Our patented blend of 11 herbs and audio spices like Ask Ben and Sports Jeopardy. Fill up the content plate. Follow your host on Facebook, facebook.com/Ben Maller Show, and on Instagram at Ben Maller on Fox. And we have Ask Ben coming up in hour three of tonight's program. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And time now for, that's right, yes, ding, 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 the always popular Who Am I game, which we will get to in a moment. But first, we got to pay this off. So the moonlighting in basketball, but really being a shoe salesman, that would be Caitlin Clark, the number one pick.
Number one.
Some team called the Indiana Fire. We're told that's in the WNBA. And she has
fever.
What did I say?
Fire.
Fever, fire. It's the same thing, Eddie. Anyway, who the heck cares? Like, what are you, a Fever fan, Eddie? Are you offended?
Oh, man, I am such a huge fan.
No one ever heard of that team anyway.
Fever.
Yeah, fever. It's a spinoff of Flava Flav. Anyway, so Caitlin Clark has gotten a massive contract to sell basketball shoes. She's a shoe salesman now for Nike. Eight-figure deal with the swoosh. And she will have her own signature Nike shoe. So we ask, Eddie, will you be getting the Caitlin Clark shoe? Will you be purchasing the shoe?
No.
No, you will not be doing that. Koopaloop, you going to go out and buy some Caitlin Clark shoes? Are you going to purchase that?
Nah.
Probably not.
How about Lorena?
Lorena.
Well, I haven't looked at them yet, Ben, but if someone bought them for me, I would. I would wear them.
Are you trying to get somebody listening to open up their wallet?
I have size 6 feet.
They have not. Well, my God, that is blatant. That is over the top. But they have not made them.
It's a struggle just to get some little Debbie cakes, for God. Now she wants shoes, for God's sakes.
Now, Eddie, did you pick up your tasty cakes that were?
I did indeed.
You did. Okay. I was concerned. They were sitting there when I left, and I was worried that they might be there, and then somebody would have come over there, maybe LeVar, one of the guys, and eaten them all.
I did enjoy my my pancake syrup-flavored tasty cake. Do you guys like that?
Yes, it was delicious.
I didn't try that one yet. I only had the cream-filled one today.
Was that the light brown one?
Yeah.
That was pretty good. Yeah, I had that. I had the banana cream, which was solid. That was solid. That was it. I can't eat as much as I used to eat. I have to pace myself here. Which sucks. I mean, back in the day, I would have eaten all of that.
I missed the actual bananas in the banana cream pie.
Banana flavor.
Yeah.
Oh, is that because maybe Lorena got anything that was banana? I didn't feel any.
There aren't any real bananas in there. But just like when I'm eating it, I'm thinking, oh, like banana cream pie. But it's just not the same.
It was like banana pudding.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's all banana cream pie really is. It's just pudding and bananas.
Yeah, the pudding is the key part.
I'll chop you up bananas next time, Coop.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, okay. Are you going to make a banana cream pie? Because that's my favorite pie. No, I'm older than you, so it was mine. So if you look at my big board of pies, banana cream, the king of the pie. Right there. And it's not even close. It's like Secretariat, way out in front. That's a horse reference. That's a horse reference. Anyway, Toronto's, let's get to the Who Am I game. Jonte Porter has received a lifetime ban from the NBA for violating the league's gaming rules. He is the first NBA player to receive a permanent ban since me. Who am I? That is the question. And what is the answer? And let's see, does anyone in the great unwashed here, the Maller Militia, know the answer? Let's see here. Page down. Buck Naked from The American Therapist. Keon Clark, the legend from Fields of Green. Cowboy Killer says it has to be the voice of Shaggy. Casey Kasem. Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. Who else do we have? Josh is going with the missionary Keith Van Horn. He says Dennis Rodman from Art Puffin. That's his answer. Matt, the Warrior Raider fan, says, fun fact, Poppy is 3-0 against the spread in the play-in round. He said, Ben cut him off before he could pick the Hawk-Bulls game. I didn't cut him off. I left him on long enough. He didn't give the pick. Billy Butler, who is 38 today, guessed by the late-night drug tester. Mattress Mac, the Houston legend. Mattress Mac from Ferg Dog. O.J. Simpson from Andy from Lionel Lakes. Roger banished to the ABA Brown from Malaprop Guy. Chris Capuano from Mr. Nice Guy. That's his answer. Who else do we have? Page down. It's obviously the Clippers legend Dick Dastardly from Milkman Mike. Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame inductee and former Major League Baseball pitcher for the California Angels, Kirk McCaskill. It's a good name. 1980s Angels, Kirk McCaskill. Swain Nader from Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. John got this right. Bad job by him. Well, you how dare you cheat like that? Trucker Joe says picking with Poppy is the answer. Steve Traxel from Euphemia in Chicago. Oliver Miller tossed out by Double O Mexican in San Diego. And Supermarket Steve got it right. He was cheating. Eddie, do you have an answer, Eddie? I need an answer.
Well, I wasn't cheating, but I think I know this. Is it Roy Tarpley?
No, Eddie. Oh. It is not. You got it right. He was suspended. He's on the list. He's also dead. O.J. Mayo is the answer from the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, O.J. Mayo for weed and painkillers. He was suspended for life. There have been other guys that have been suspended. Stanley Roberts was suspended. I think they reinstated him. Donald Sterling, he's not a player, obviously. Richard Dumas, he's also on that big board.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.